In light of the leaked Supreme Court draft opinion to strike down Roe v. Wade, attention is being turned to what individual states will do. In Nevada, abortion is largely protected by the state constitution. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck has more.
About 100 people of all ages and genders gathered in front of the federal courthouse in Reno in support of reproductive health care.
The reason I'm out here is because I was involved in the fight 50 years ago.
Reno resident Kathy Williams says she used to lobby and write editorials in support of Roe v. Wade half a century ago. The Supreme Court decision in 1973 protected the right to an abortion under the U.S. Constitution. If overturned, individual states could implement their own regulations, which is why Williams is keeping an eye on local elections.
We will take it to the ballot box, and anyone who isn't pro-choice will be subject to being voted out of office, out of primary, out of whatever. So I have now became a single-issue activist.
Many Democratic state lawmakers, like Governor Steve Sisolak and Nevada's two senators, are vowing to protect reproductive rights. While some Republican primary candidates, including Dean Heller, who's running for governor, and Adam Laxalt, who's running for Senate, are in support of overturning Roe v. Wade. In 1990, Nevada voters guaranteed the right to an abortion up to 24 weeks through a ballot referendum. Abortions after that time frame can be done if a physician says it would preserve the life or health of the pregnant person. It was then codified into state law and can't be changed unless it goes to the ballot again. But the Supreme Court leak has state officials concerned. Nevada Attorney General Aaron Ford says Nevada could still be affected.
A federal ban on abortion could supersede our law, or a future governor's administration or a state legislature hostile to abortion rights could work to find ways to restrict access within the framework that has been approved in the referendum.
Ford says Nevada has already seen immediate impacts. Specifically, abortion providers are reporting that there are people traveling from other states to receive safe medical care. Lucia Starbuck, KUNR News.
Lucia Starbuck is a core member with Report for America, an initiative of the Ground Truth Project.